This is the Web3 Podcast about attracting, engaging, and converting more customers on your website.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 6 of the Attract, Engage, Convert Podcast. In this episode, we're going to continue our conversation on how you can combine SEO with your content marketing to increase traffic to your website. So in the previous episode, we discussed how content marketing and SEO should be seen as one, and we explored how content marketing and SEO got to where it is today. For part two, we're going to show you how and why SEO keyword research should be an integral part of your content marketing efforts and how to do it. Let's start off with an introduction to SEO keyword research. One of the most valuable techniques that comes from the search engine optimization industry is keyword research. Researching, identifying, and analyzing keywords and key phrases that are relevant to your business can give you an invaluable insight into what solutions your audience is searching for. Since a search engine's intention is to match the user with the most relevant content to their search query, it makes complete sense that you should first research the keywords and phrases that your audience is using to search for answers before writing another blog post. If you've done little to no work towards defining who your ideal audience is, then I recommend that you jump onto our blog and open up our post, An Introduction to Attracting, Engaging, Converting More Customers on Your Website. We also have that blog post as a podcast episode, so if you haven't listened to that episode already, you should pause this one and go back and listen to that before continuing. To give you more context about the subject of keyword research, let's pretend that you're a business that provides home loans to Australian families. Your overall objective is to get your website in front of more people who are looking for a home loan to generate more sales leads. Here's how you can identify keyword volume. So before proceeding, I recommend that you check if there's enough search volume for the phrases relevant to your industry by using the free Google Keyword Planner tool. Now at Web3, we use Market Samurai and SEMrush to conduct more detailed keyword research. However, these tools are not free. If you're just getting started with keyword research, Google's Keyword Planner tool is the perfect free tool to start out with. Here's some steps on how you can use the Google Keyword Planner tool to conduct basic keyword research. So once you've logged in, the first step is you want to click on the first accordion that appears at the top. The title should be along the lines of search for new keywords using a phrase, website, or category. Once you've opened up that accordion, you want to enter your product or service. In the case, in the example that we're using, we would put in home loans. Then you want to make sure you set your geo-targeting correct. If your business only serves a local audience, then you want to make sure that you define your location inside the targeting box. Once you've completed that, hit the Save button to progress to the keyword data screen. Now, once you're on this screen, you want to click on the Keyword Ideas tab. Then you'll be able to see your entry keyword, in our case, home loans, at the very top. And then directly underneath, a list of relevant keywords according to Google's search algorithm. Now from here, your decision is pretty straightforward. You want to target the keywords that have search volume. Targeting keywords that no one is searching for is a pretty pointless exercise. As a general guideline, we recommend targeting keywords that have over 900 average searches per month. The caveat to this guideline is keyword competition, which is what we'll cover next. In this example, we can see that the keyword home loans has been searched over 8,000 times per month in Australia. This is great, however, it would be very unwise to target this key phrase in our content marketing efforts simply because it's just too competitive. Here's how you can understand keyword competition. Keyword competition plays a very important role in deciding which keywords you should target. Overall, there's two important areas that you need to know when understanding keyword competition. Number one is the strength of competition. Using our example above, the phrase home loans has a large amount of monthly search volume. However, plugging the term home loans into Google Australia, we can see that the first page organic non-page search results are dominated by Australia's biggest banks and publicly traded home loan corporations. Now, it would be insanely difficult, if not impossible, for a young upstart Australian home loan company to get into the first page of Google search, as the search position listing competition is simply too strong. The key outcome here is that you should target keyword phrases that have a low level of competition strength, as you'll have a much better chance of achieving a first page result ranking. The best way to do this is by targeting long tail keywords, which we'll cover in part 3. Number 2 is competition volume. How many websites are competing to rank at the top of Google for your keyword phrase? This can be identified by the number of results listed when searching for keyword phrases. Additionally, the Google Keyword Planner tool will display the amount of companies paying Google to have their website visible on these specific keyword phrases. The Google Keyword Planner tool will display this information in 3 levels of competition: low, medium, and high. Overall, it is important that you assess the competition and strength as part of your process in identifying keyword phrases. In our case, we got a lot of micro detail here in analyzing domain age, page authority rankings, page title URL competition levels. However, these steps will get you moving in the right direction. The next thing to understand is choosing keywords that are relevant to your business. Relevancy is a vital aspect to understand when conducting quality keyword research. If you identify a keyword that ticks all of the other boxes regarding on what makes a quality keyword, but the keyword isn't relevant to your business and target audience, then it's a pretty pointless exercise. Fortunately, Google's Keyword Planner tool can quickly generate a list of keywords that it thinks is relevant to what your business does. If you did keyword research and generated keyword ideas on the key phrase home loans, you'll notice key phrases and keywords such as car loans and cash loans appear in Google's suggested key phrases that are relevant to the keyword of home loan. As the goal of our home loan business example is to rank well in the search engines for home loan related keywords, creating content around the keyword car loan would not make any sense if home loans is what the business does and if they did not provide car loan services. So in short, focus on identifying the keywords that are relevant to your business from a product and service level, and ignore the ones that are not. Next, you need to understand how to define the commercial value of a keyword. Assessing the commercial value of a keyword will help you understand how profitable it is. Let's put it this way. Imagine that you have just completed the following steps. Number 1, you identify a keyword phrase that is relevant to your business's products and services. Number 2, the keyword phrase has high levels of traffic. Number 3, the keyword phrase has an acceptable level of competition, volume, and strength. Number 4, you go ahead and create content around the keyword phrase and manage to achieve a top page position ranking or a first page position ranking in Google. And then number 5, your website gets smashed with heaps of traffic every day as a result of completing all of those previous steps. Sounds like the image of success, right? Well, not quite. Even if you manage to achieve all 5 steps above, the increased traffic coming to your website may not result in more inquiries, purchases, and overall conversions. One of the primary reasons why this could happen is you may have targeted a keyword phrase that has low levels of commercial value. Therefore, it's really important that you assess the commercial value of a keyword phrase before taking the steps towards creating content on your website around it. One of the simplest ways to assess commercial value of a keyword phrase is to see the average amount of money people are paying Google AdWords to have their website rank for the particular keyword phrase. The commercial side of Google AdWords works like an auction house. The average cost per click dollar value of a keyword phrase increases depending on how much people are prepared to bid for it. So if a law firm is paying $30 for someone to click on their Google AdWords ad targeting the keyword phrase family law, it's because the law firm can and, as an overall average, obtain more than $30 from each website visit. Inside the Google Keyword Planner tool, you'll see a column titled Suggested Bid. The dollar values listed in this column suggest an estimate of each cost per click. The higher the suggested bid value, the more money people are prepared to spend for a click. So how does this relate to choosing good keywords? Well, let's say that you're trying to decide which ones of the two keyword phrases to create content around when both phrases are relevant to your business, have high levels of traffic, and reasonable levels of competition. If one keyword phrase is significantly higher cost per click dollar value than the other, there's more of a chance that the keyword will result in more profitable traffic coming to your website from the search engines. You should always adopt a quality over quantity approach when it comes to the content you produce and the types of keywords that you target. That's why it's important to differentiate your content marketing strategy by not just targeting high traffic keywords, but keywords that drive high quality, profitable traffic to your website and your business. Now that you understand the fundamentals of conducting quality keyword research for your business, it's still time to learn how to put all of this together. In part three of this series, we will walk you through the steps in combining your keyword research together with your website and content marketing strategy to increase website traffic. What's your favorite way of conducting keyword research? Please share with us your keyword research strategy by leaving a comment on our blog post on web3.com.au. Thanks everyone, looking forward to speaking to you soon.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please hit that subscribe button up the top. Also, feel free to share this on social media, like and comment on the blog post, and any other way that you can show us some love. Greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch.